B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show.
Hello?
Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
This time, we coming.
Chills! I got chills!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
This time, we coming. Jason Peters. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday of Saints Week across the Delaware Valley. And after the exhilaration of Cody Parkey's miss with the fingernail tip, as that sits, kind of goes in the rearview mirror, and we move to the Saints and the Eagles' chances, Jason, for the Saints, I started thinking about something. And it's what we talked about, you and I, about Nick Foles and the magic of Nick Foles. And it's not only just magic, but it's also intellect. It's also being a quarterback that was able to decode the Bears' defense, right? Wasn't that one of the things that we talked about with our numerous guests, was Foles being able to decode
the
Bears' defense? Not only did he do it, but he also called the game-winning play to Golden Tate.
Again.
The go-ahead touchdown that wound up winning the game, he called that play. It's amazing. Just like Philly, right? Just like
suggested it.
Like we remember that. We remember like yesterday when he goes over the sideline, he goes, "You want Philly?" And Doug says, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Why not?
Yep.
Well, the same thing as they were over there talking, and he said, you know, he studied those situations with the game on the line. They like to blitz. They like to bring a lot of pressure. And here's the quote. So, you know, why don't we move the pocket and put one of our best guys on one of their guys and let them win? So Doug and I discussed it, and he was all for it. Bring in Golden Tate, called by Nick Foles. The legend continues.
Yeah, it's stunning, man. The guy cracked the code. And he went on to say, too, and Doug Peterson said, you know, you can't be scared to speak your mind in situations. And the chemistry that those two have, not many head coaches, Anthony, will go by the suggestion of a player and say, sure. A lot of these guys are saying, I'm the genius, you run what I call. But for Nick Foles to do it again and call the play, because he's the guy on the field. He has the feel of the game that nobody on the sideline can have.
All right, so this
he
is
he does it
why,
again. Crack the code.
When we had our little argument about Doug Peterson, this is what I meant for him being a great coach and maybe not the greatest X and O man strategist, but that being the best coach matters, right? Being a leader matters. And this is what he
said. And being malleable matters.
Well, that's the point.
That's right.
The point is, it's not about look how smart I am that I called the play. It's about I'm going to go with one of my players.
Yeah, one of my guys. You know, it's a rarity in pro sports and college sports for a guy to be like that. It really is.
What sport of geniuses, right? Yeah. Everybody's a genius.
Yep.
So this is what Doug said. And this is what I meant, that Doug, I have the ultimate respect as a leader, because this is what Doug said. At the end of the day, they are playing the game, not me. I'm over on the sideline where it's a little more relaxed. They're the ones out there playing. And so it does come from learning and watching through my days of playing and being a backup and watching the starter. So he listened to Nick Foles because that's being a great coach. Like, that's being a coach that it doesn't matter. I don't need to be the genius. You got a feel? Go for it.
Yeah. You're the guy on the field. You're the guy that knows that if you move the pocket in this situation and let your guy get in a one-on-one battle, that it's going to work out. And I'll tell you what, you know, when Nick Foles retires, he's going to be a great offensive coordinator because he's a hell of a play caller. I mean, he really is. And he's got a great feel for the game. And, you know, this experience of Doug being malleable to his suggestions and those things will transfer to him as a coach, maybe if that's what he wants to do. But right now we're living in the moment. And it is incredible that this has happened again. You have the fingertip that saved a season, but it's the play. And you brought up the term yesterday that this wasn't a gift win. This wasn't them choking. They earned it because Nick Foles drove them down the field 60 yards in 3 minutes and 52 seconds. Went to the sideline when they called that timeout. And boy, that was a big timeout to call. Very important because they had this conversation, right? And Nick was able to get that play in there. They earned it.
That's an amazing piece of the puzzle, too.
Yeah.
Because quite frankly, I might have not called timeout because I want to save it. God forbid I miss. I have all three timeouts to pin the Bears deep and force them to punt and still have enough time to go at it again.
And get the ball back. You're absolutely right. That's the clock was stopped there on the incomplete pass to Aguilar. So it's like, you know, I think Al Michaels even mentioned, he goes, they used a timeout. That's a kind of a weird time to use a timeout with a stopped clock situation.
But then he even said, but I guess it's more important.
The play.
Yeah.
And it was so important because had they not called the timeout, a play would have been sent in and it wouldn't have been that play.
No,
reason that play was called is because of the suggestion.
Right. It's that Nick goes over there and he had to feel, all right, let's see, let's go, let's move the pocket.
Yep.
And let's have one of our guys win.
Yeah.
Which is a brilliant, brilliant call. I knew it. I said to you.
Yeah.
Foles called that play.
Yeah.
You could see it. Like that's a field play. What a great, great play. And again, I applaud Doug for listening. Like that's what a coach does. You're supposed to be the general. That's what a coach is, the general.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be the
ivory tower guy,
the specialist. Mm-hmm. You know, a brilliant, beautiful mind. Right.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be the general.
Yeah. And look, you got to listen to the guys that are on your front line as a general to tell you what's going on, because you're not out there on the front line.
No.
And it's something that's very uncommon in big time sports.
Oh, no, this is why.
Would Nick Saban do that? Hell no.
Well, he actually does. He
listens to his guy?
Well, his defense, his offensive coordinator runs their offense.
Mm-hmm. So he's not the play caller. Yeah, I know what you mean. But like, I mean, he's such an arrogant guy that he's got
I don't know.
There's guys like that.
See him lose.
Yeah. Oh, God, I loved it.
It was good to see them lose last night.
They got their ass kicked last night. I loved it.
Yeah.
But you're right. This story, Anthony, has so many different tentacles at this point, too. And this other part of it is that Nick Foles has the balls to say those kind of things.
Well,
and get the play in there, and Doug has the malleability.
What I applaud Nick for was he decoded. See, what made him so good in that game Sunday was, you know, look, I mean, he figured out what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made adjustments, just like the Bears did. Like, the Bears, you know, without a doubt, Trubisky saw Maddox jumping routes.
Yep.
Somebody saw it on that Bears sideline.
They started the shoulder.
And they started shoulder, double move, and, you know.
Big plays.
But you got to be able to do that, right, as the game goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Nick was able to move the ball in the most important part of the game, with everything on the line, he drove 60 yards. And he drove 60 yards against an incredible defense, the best defense in the game.
Yeah, yeah. And 2 years in a row, he's done this against the top defense in the NFL. And you said yesterday, the Bears defense even better than that Vikings one last year. And to do that.
Yeah, this is way more impressive than
man. What a spot, right?
It's on the road.
Yeah.
It's on the road. And not only is it on the road, it's against a team with that kind of defense and that kind of home field.
Yeah, you're right. It's so impressive what he did. And the legend continues. I did Toronto radio this morning, a morning show that I've gone up there all the time talking about it. And they're like, how do you explain this? And it's inexplainable. I can't explain it. Other than to say that, I was a skeptic and I no longer am.
Inexplicable, my friend. You're right.
It's great. And, you know, I want to ask you about this coming up. We got to take a timeout. And 610-632-0975. But I'm on the gravy train. You know? Them getting into the playoffs put me on the gravy train. Like, anything that happens now going forward is gravy to me. If they would have lost the Bears game, it would have been disappointing, for sure. But I wouldn't have been outraged. They've already surpassed my expectation. Getting into the playoffs made the season a success for me. I'm good. So I'm on the gravy train. This is all gravy. Now, do I want more gravy? Hell yeah. I want to take it all the way. But I want to ask you, are you on the gravy train? Are you, when you kind of go into your mind, because before the season, it was like NFC Championship.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
But that changes.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
610-632-0975. It actually be more like Luke Skywalker facing off against Obi-Wan Kenobi, but.
That's right.
It's the father figure. But let's go to Tucker in Austin, joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, Tuck? Tuck.
Sounds like Darth Vader. Listen to him.
I think, yeah.
Hello.
Is he doing Darth? We got the Imperial March for Tuck. I think he fell asleep.
What up?
He did. He fell asleep.
This is awesome.
Boy, that's a mouth open. Well, he might want to get a sleep apnea check. He needs a CPAP.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That sounds like a 747.
It's like a flyby.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, how do you fall?
Listen to this.
This is crazy.
We're not hanging up, right?
No.
Let's put him on hold.
Yeah, put him on hold.
We'll check back in, see if he's with us.
He's in Austin, Texas, Tucker.
Well, here's what I know. He didn't die because he's breathing.
If there's a man to pray, I said if there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer.
Great bleeping job. Sorry, St. Nick.
There it is.
Way
okay.
to go, Andrew.
It's Foles Faith Line time. It's Bring the Heat.
Now, that's great production by you.
That's it. He's harkening back to my days. How about that?
I'm proud of my man.
It's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is this our bed, too? Did you loop the ZZ Top bed?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you.
He did it. It's perfect.
Wow.
It's perfect.
Foles bless me.
And you said the keyword was up.
Up.
As in, up yours, Sean Payton.
Up your giggy.
Yo, by the way, can we get one of our creative people to make me a Sean Payton Whoville kind of something to do with Whoville? He's Sean. He belongs in Whoville. Look at him. Look at his
face. We got to get Ricchini
on that.
He's
got the Whoville face.
Ruggsy's got to do that with the Photoshop. He'll be able to put one together.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's in like an arrogant SOB.
Yeah.
It's a great coach.
He's
I'm
bastard.
But he's an arrogant. You know, he learned off the lap of Parcells.
Uh huh.
And so he's a brilliant guy.
Yeah,
but
bully tactics.
Yeah, he's a nasty dude.
Hit the line 610-771-9751. Let's see what we got today.
We have to beat the Saints. They ran the score up on us. We're Super Bowl champs. They can't do that. Nobody likes us. But we don't care. But we really do. We're Super Bowl champs. They ran the score up on us. Act like champs.
Kiss my ass.
Act like champs.
I like it, Sags. Well, kick their ass.
Look, you got to use this underdog thing because you know why? Yeah. It works. So I'm fine with that. And anyway, they disrespect it. If the Eagles feel disrespected because they ran up the score, you want to use that as fuel? Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm all in. Whatever. Jason Kelce says is religion. Right?
Yes.
He's an outspoken guy. What's that?
Hungry dogs run fast.
Let me tell you something, boys. That dude from Whoville, you know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
The dude that ran the score up on us, I didn't forget. And guess what? Malcolm Jenkins didn't forget. And you know what? He's ready. We ready.
All right.
Wow, that was foreshadowing by you.
I can't believe it. He just said the dude from Whoville. I love it.
Wow. Ruggsy's got to get on that. We got to see Sean Payton from Whoville.
He's the face. He's got like the flat face, the nose.
The whole thing.
It looks like a mark. It looks like a like Play-Doh.
And like a little bit like a rat. A little bit of a rat look to it.
A little bit. Yeah.
Right?
Like a flat, you know, kind of a Play-Doh face.
Play-Doh. You big fan of the Play-Doh as a kid? As a youth?
Monster just came home with some.
Yeah, I love when it gets on the rug. It's nice.
Or the cloth or the couch fabric.
It's awful. You don't have the plastic on the couch?
No.
That's an old Italian thing.
I know.
You have to clear plastic on the couch so you can save it for eternity.
My grandma
had that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandma did too.
My mother, and then you would get on the one couch he had it on. And you know what it was?
The living room, right?
Yeah, but my grandma had it on the couch in the parlor. We called the parlor.
Parlor,
which was the parlor. And
so you hang out with Charlie and the parlor and Charlie and Chicky?
It would. The plastic would crack.
Yeah.
When it would rip. And it would, like, slice you.
Yeah. Cut you.
But nothing better than the summertime. Because, like, summertime, remember taking in, like, a nap or something. And you would be there with the fan. She put the fan on you, the box fan.
Yeah. A box fan. I love that.
And then you would peel off. You have to peel yourself off the plastic.
Yeah, it was like pulling off duct tape off your hairy arm.
You just go peel off.
You know what? The Eagles are not even getting respect from the network. Super Bowl champions going to play the Saints. They think that the Saints are going to wipe the floor with them. They ain't going to happen. Now, St. Nick is going to come through again, baby.
Well, I don't know that the network did, because the network put them in the most prime time spot of the weekend. 4:40 on Sunday is the prime spot. So the network didn't. Now they did give the top announcing team the Saturday night game. But I don't think they were going to have the Eagles play in the Saturday night game no matter what, because
agreed.
They played the last game of last weekend. You don't want to give that team a short week when the other team's coming off a bye.
I agree. I mean, when you look at it, market size and Cowboy interests, I understand it, mm-hmm. You know. But he's right. I mean, the Eagles are the defending champions.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, don't know where you're calling the line, but Anthony's got it almost right. It's going to be a rematch in 1980. It's going to be in Dallas. And hopefully Nick Foles won't play electric guitar. But I believe the Eagles beat the Saints and the Cowboys beat the Rams.
There it is.
Angry Al. That's a Cowboy fan saying that.
Yeah, that's right. Al and I say it.
Nick would not play the air guitar.
No.
They play the fiddle when they go down to Georgia.
I can see Nick playing this.
Yeah, I could see him being a blues man.
Yeah.
You know, an old Delta blues guy.
Southern How's
blues.
Everyone doing?
Yeah.
Nah, he's a country guy, right?
Big Muddy Waters guy.
Texas country.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Big Kenny Chesney guy.
Yeah.
No shirt, no shoes, no... He has like, no shirt, no shoes. No, it's no shirt, no shoes, no dice from Fast Times, but there's
you
no
are,
shirt, no shoes.
You're
radio.
A big country man.
Yeah,
man.
I'm a countryman, yes.
Wow.
There you go.
First, they brought you Philly Philly. Then, the Doinky Doink. On February 3rd, 2019, Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles, in association with the Kansas City Chiefs, will bring you Repeaty Pete.
PDP.
PDP.
I like the PDP.
Tate. PDP.
Tate. I like Tate as the call.
Yeah, I do too.
As the game, that play needs a name, needs a title.
That is how it shall be referenced going forward.
Tate.
You coined that, the Tate. Now, when they traded for him, you were Tate.
Right.
So it finally came to fruition. Maybe you are like Nostradamus lately with your prognosticating.
Yes.
That's an excellent work out of you.
Thanks, bro.
I was like Nostradamus yesterday when I said I loved Clemson.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. And they drilled them. By the way, I love that quarterback. I mean, a quarterback is ridiculous. That kid's a true freshman. Doesn't he look like Sunshine?
Sunshine, yep.
Yes, he does.
I mean, that kid, my God, Lawrence is just ridiculous. He throws just bullets.
Uh-huh. He really does.
And I love Tua. Wow. He just looked unraveled.
Mm-hmm.
They called him with blitzes. He didn't see. He was throwing before he was looking at the coverage.
Yeah, that's not good. I love that. You know, B-Doc is celebrating today. I saw him tweeting up a storm last night.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah. The Pride of Clemson.
Oh, sure.
So he gets into the Hall of Fame, right?
Sure.
The year
that's
after the Eagles win the Super Bowl and maybe going back.
Dabo.
And his alma mater wins another national championship under Dabo. Look at Dabo. I like Dabo.
I do, too. Seems like a good dude.
That's a great college football name, Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah, and you know, he's a great story, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a real estate guy.
Yeah.
Who turned it back into his passion.
Mikey Miss had him on. We were down at the Maxwell's the one year. He was the coach of the year. College coach of the year.
He actually had one of those on a bench His face.
Really?
Yeah.
The bench back advertising?
Yeah.
guy on Twitter.
He even said, he goes, people used to sit on my face.
Scotty Manziel tweets and he says, at Jason Mert, you remember when you bitched about the underdog mentality earlier in the year and said it was an outdated narrative? Yeah, I do remember that because at the time I felt it was. Because they were going, I felt like they were manufacturing, nobody believes in us and all that. But clearly, that's not the case anymore.
We all we need.
That's not the case anymore. Now it is authentic again and not manufactured, the underdog. So now I say embrace it. So I hope that satisfies your need there, Scotty Manziel. What's next?
Kobe Bryant, we don't care you're an Eagles fan, and we don't want you to give Cody Parkey a pat on the back.
What did Kobe come out?
Kobe loves the Eagles.
Yeah,
he put out a tweet saying, just sort of supporting Cody Parkey, like, hey, I've been there. I don't get what this guy's problem is.
But Cody is an Eagles fan. Kobe is an Eagles fan.
Yeah, and he said, you know, fly Eagles fly, but hey, I do feel for my man Cody Parkey. I felt for him, too.
Yeah, I don't so much.
Yeah, I mean,
the kicker's got one job to do.
And yeah, look, these kids. I mean, dude, he's 5 foot nothing. I remember him because he used to live in my building.
Yeah,
and he used to have he had a dog that was bigger than him.
Really?
Yeah,
he came down to a couple Flyer games because he had a couple big kicks that his rookie year when he took over for Caleb Sturgis, right?
Yeah.
What's next, Andrew?
Oh, and the Saints lose to St. Nick. Oh, and the Saints lose to St. Nick. I'll be in my living room laughing. Oh, and the Saints lose to St. Nick.
Love it.
When the Saints go marching in.
Is this Louis Armstrong?
When the Saints.
It's good.
Is that Louis?
It's good knowledge by you.
It's good Louis Armstrong knowledge out of you.
Good Louis knowledge.
Oh, when the Saints. Oh, man. I can actually do a little Louis. What a Wonderful World. You know that song?
Yeah, it's a classic.
What a wonder. It's a tough one to throat, though. Louis.
Let me hear it.
Well, I need a little bit, a little music accompaniment, if Andrew can pull it up. I'll give you a little bit. I can do that, and I can do Yoda. Some of my better ones. You, not so much.
B-Dog tweeted that currently his high school, college, and pro team all hold their respective championships.
Wow, that's amazing. Really, his high school
team,
too.
From my man Danny, yeah.
Wow.
See trees of green, red rivers too.
I sing it to their kids all the time.
Red rivers?
Me and you.
Here you go.
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Because I can't.
That's good.
That was my dad's favorite song.
It's
always
a
special
song.
Place in my heart.
It is. It's a beautiful song.
It really is.
It's beautiful. It's a great song. It makes you feel good. It hits you in the belly. It's a beautiful song. You do a good job.
Jay Outerbridge tweets in, and this is to the whole show. Fantastic bed for the segment. He goes, it is beautiful. That was, Andrew, that was some of your best work today. I'll tell you what, take the rest of the week off before you screw it up.
No, I don't want him to. He's doing a great job right now,
isn't he?
He's been great.
That's a growth to you.
By the way, I think you and Harry undersold him.
That was just a little
shtick.
But he was a bit of a bubblehead that time. He's matured, the kid.
I find
him. I hit 25 now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe
he's prime now.
You're different after you got back from Lithuania.
Yeah, maybe you need to go to the homeland.
I got sent down to the minors.
By the way, it was like a year ago where Tyrone started with Mikey Mess. So that was when Andrew came back to the midday program.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember, he was doing
the program. Tyrone's doing a nice job with Michael.
610-632-0975. Let's check in on Tuck real quick. Tuck, you there?
Oh, he's still famous. You got to be kidding me. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road.
I'll take for 200. What is one thing we didn't hear last night, Alex?
Shooting his car.
That's good.
All right, let's put him back on hold. I don't know if he's going to make it to the end of the show.
Jeez. Yeah, I'll give you
last segment. We'll check in.
I'll set the line at -170. He rises.
He's awake by the end of the show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.